Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Kathy Fields with the Boy Scout Troop 242 about the troop's year in review. Thanks for meeting with me today. Can you tell me who you are and who you're here representing?
My name is Kathy Fields, and I'm representing Boy Scout Troop 242 from Washington, Iowa.
Very good. And I've been talking to other clubs and organizations about the last year in review for 2022. Can you tell me a little bit about what you guys have done this last year?
Well, I have to say we're small and mighty. We currently have three scouts. We started the year with two. As big a leap as we can take. So this past year, we have accomplished camping about every other month. The boys went to a full week of summer camp. Some of the projects that we've done throughout the year have been donating our time to this last spring. We helped a conservation board once when we camped out there to remove the tubes that were on the outside of the trees that we planted as an eagle project for one of our past scouts. The trees have gotten big enough that the tubes were actually holding them back, so we volunteered our time to help with that. Probably the hardest one this year was the Scouting for Food. It's a yearly event that's all over the nation to collect food for local food banks. And typically we'd put bags on doors of every house in the community, but with two boys, it wasn't too possible. So we tried to hit up people that we knew and kind of go door to door, and we're able to get about 400 pounds of food, which was, you know, pretty good, considering in the past we've had 4 and 5 and 6 times that. It's ebb and flow of Boy Scouts right now with three boys. And when my son started, we had 5, and we got to 21, and then we went back down to 3. So it's one of those things that kind of flows with the amount of interest there is. We're trying to keep our camping program going. That's what the boys ask to do the most. And their favorite place seems to be to camp at Mar Park.
I know you're looking for new members and trying to get the word out. How might somebody contact you or look into maybe joining if they'd like to?
First off, we do have a website and we have a Facebook page, Boy Scout Troop 242. I live here locally in Washington and am easily found around town. I have a scoutmaster who lives in Ottumwa, actually. He's a little bit more difficult to get a hold of, but he's the first one to run up here to meet people. To qualify to be in the Boy Scout troop, you have to have completed 5th grade and be 11 years old. The third criteria is to have achieved the Arrow of Light, which is the highest Cub Scout award you can get. So you need 2 of those 3 criteria to join. You can join any time of year, spring, fall. We just had, like I said, one more join here right after January.
And is there any program that you're looking forward to maybe trying to do this coming year?
This coming year, the biggest thing the boys want to do is do some fundraising. So we're going to be trying to help the troop funds, of course, with a type of fundraiser that I don't want to really say what it is yet.
Sure.
But we'll be enlisting some organizations that maybe can help us with it. I think that's the biggest thing the boys would like to do. The other thing that we would like to do is restart what we call the Merit Badge Workshop. Merit badges are earned by the boys based on interest. There's a list of them, of different things from bird watching to geocaching to doing all sorts of activities. And what we've done in the past is use the high school and brought in instructors for various badges. And the boys have got to choose what they'd like to learn about. And they spend it half a day or a whole day learning about some topic. And it's been a great thing. We've had boys from, actually we had a boy from Tennessee whose dad was a truck driver, and he was coming through the area and they stopped and visited and got a merit badge through us. So it's a program that we usually do in the fall. And right now is about the time I'm starting to think about how we can accomplish that being as small as we are. And we may be trying to look for another Boy Scout troop to help co-host it with us so we have a little bit more leadership.
Well, I didn't know you could do that. So you can, you still have opportunities as long as you have the numbers.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes, it's, we can do it on a small scale. It's just, in the past, it's just grown so big. When you invite people from all over the council, they come.
Yeah.
And we've had some unusual ones. We had merit badge about horses. And so we have a local person who, local people who have helped us, and that's a very rare one to find.
Yeah.
Horsemanship is what it's called. And so we have other ones, that instructors that come back, aviation, they go out to the airport and look at the airplanes. It's just a neat opportunity for the boys to spend a Saturday and learn some topic. There's also many opportunities to get the merit badges that are required, which sometimes are difficult to do as well.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about the Boy Scouts?
I would like to encourage any boys that would like to join to get a hold of me. There also is, if you're from outside the Washington area, there is a website that you can go. It says Find a Scout Troop, and there's a map there with pins on all of the towns around the area that have Boy Scout troops. So there's troops in Wellman, Kelowna, Riverside, all sorts of places. So it's kind of a house where you can go and look and see maybe where there's a troop that's local or close.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Kathy Fields joining on today's House Scene House Washington page to talk about Boy Scout Troop 242's Year in Review. House Scene House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.